neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Roots, that the source is in Gemara, Orayot, and the order, there are different customs that what you start with first. They're all correct, but as far as the minhagim that everyone has, just follow the minhag. Some start with apple and honey, and some, as the Ben Ishchai brings, you have to start with date. We have the order that will be passed around very soon, but you can follow the minhag that you have. Usually, there are three different orders that's brought in the Sidurim. One is on the surface, one is surface and coat, and one is totally coat. So which one that you like to follow, that'll be fine. Some, they don't use honey at all. And the reason is, as the Brinkaf Haim brings, that honey, dubash, is mighty. As the Brinkaf Nishai suggests, that you should make compote with the apple. But in case that your guests, they expect honey on the table, so you should have it, so not be surprised. But if you like to follow this suggestion, to not use honey, and just use sugar or cook the apple, then that's the depth of this minhag that is brought. The Yehir Atzon that is brought, the source is from Rabbi Hai Gaon, and Mishnah Berurah brings that at the time that you say Yehir Atzon, there's different enemies that we have created, and that moment you have to do teshuvah. It means when you say Yehir Atzon, because these negative forces that are created is because of our wrongdoings. So Mishnah Berurah brings that at the time of the Yehir Atzon, one should do teshuvah. And also, this custom should be followed up after Hamotzi. So we go home, make a kiddush, and then it's Yadayim and Hamotzi, and then we start the simanim. Those that they like to do it right after kiddush, it's not a good minhag, because we should not have pause between kiddush and Netilat Yadayim. And that applies for Shabbatot also. And those that they bring fruits and gondi after kiddush, that's not a good minhag, because some hold that this would consider as an interruption between kiddush and Netilat Yadayim. So you have to do it right away. So on Rosh Hashanah also, the simanim is suggested that right away after kiddush, make it Netilat Yadayim, and then Hamotzi, and then bring the simani.
Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shamo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shamo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.